In this bulletin, Facebook restores the pages of Australian news organisations. Victoria's Premier considers a plan to return the state to the same restrictions it had at Christmas. And in sport, French Open champion Iga Swiatek through to the semi-finals of the Adelaide International. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Facebook has restored the pages of local news organisations after agreeing to reverse a ban on Australian content. Facebook pages for media outlets including SBS, the ABC and the 7 and 9 networks are among those that returned to their original states earlier this morning. It comes a week after Facebook stopped Australian publishers and users from sharing or viewing news links in response to the federal government's proposed media bargaining code that would force digital giants to pay for content shared on their sites. The company agreed on Tuesday to reverse the ban after the government said it would make amendments to the laws, including giving Facebook more time to reach agreements with media outlets. The Aged Care Royal Commission will deliver its final report to the federal government today, but it's not expected to be made public until next week. The two-year inquiry has been told harrowing tales of neglect, with its 2019 interim report recommending a complete overhaul of a system it describes as woefully inadequate. The sector, which is predominantly funded by the Commonwealth, has come under increased scrutiny during the pandemic, with 685 aged care residents dying from COVID-19. Lawyers assisting the Commission have made 124 reform recommendations, including for mandated staffing ratios, increased regulator powers, and new laws to protect the rights of elderly people. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is considering a plan to return his state to the same restrictions it had at Christmas. Some changes are likely to be announced before midday. Among those likely changes are relaxed mask rules and a lift on limits on indoor and outdoor gatherings, but it's not yet clear when they'll come into effect. Senior ministers and the state's public health team will meet this morning to consider a proposal to return to conditions that were in place before the Black Rock cluster emerged. Britain has announced further sanctions against members of Myanmar's military after it seized power in a coup at the start of this month. The British Foreign Office says it will sanction a further six military figures, adding to the 19 previously listed, and that the Trade Ministry will work to ensure the country's businesses don't trade with Myanmar's military-owned companies. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says the measures will send a clear message to Myanmar's military that it must hand back control to the democratically elected government and that anyone responsible for human rights violations will be held to account. Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan has accused top military officers of attempting a coup after they demanded he step down. It comes amid months-long protests calling for his resignation following the nation's defeat in a conflict with Azerbaijan over the Nagorno-Karabakh region. Addressing supporters in the country's capital, Yerevan, Mr. Pashinyan has criticised the military and urged soldiers to only follow his orders.
As the representative elected by the people of Armenia, the Prime Minister of the Republic of Armenia, my order to all soldiers, officers, generals is: do your business, protect the borders and territorial integrity of Armenia. This is my order and no one can violate it.
And to sport and tennis. French Open champion Iga Swiatek is through to the semi-finals of the Adelaide International after Danielle Collins was forced to pull out due to injury. The world number 18 was leading 6-2-3-0 when Collins retired during last night's quarter-final. The American, who beat Ash Barty in straight sets a day earlier, took a medical timeout to address the issue, but she was only able to play three more points upon her return before calling it quits. Swiss Jill Teichmann and American teen Coco Gauff also secured spots in the final four after surviving tough quarter-final encounters. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, cloud clearing 32. Adelaide, partly cloudy 24. Melbourne, similar conditions 19. Hobart, shower or 2, 20. Canberra, sunny 27. Wollongong, partly cloudy 24. Much the same in Sydney, 26. Newcastle, becoming cloudy 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy 32. Cairns showers easing 31 and Darwin showers in a possible storm 32. This is SBS News.